Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment. This is my first solo episode in a very, very long time. We used to do these all the time during COVID, and then we stopped. Things got busy and I stopped, but I want to bring them back kind of frequently to keep you updated and to kind of share the stuff we're working on the podcast. And we've just wrapped our first ever, I'd say, big event. We did a retreat in Marbella, so I'm going to talk you through that today. But a lot of people applied and didn't get a spot on the Marbella retreat, so it got me thinking. I'm going to do a live event in the Sugar Club on November 30th. Sunday, November 30th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m, the Entrepreneur Experiment Live. I'm going to give you a sneak peek. I'm going to release tickets just to you who are listening right now. If you go to my Instagram, Entrepreneur Experiment, or Mr. Gary Fox, there'll be a link in the bio there. You'll be able to get early access tickets. A lot of people have messaged me about this already, but I'm going to put them out to the people who listen to the podcast every week first. I think that's only fair. Go to the Entrepreneur Experiment or Mr. Gary Fox on Instagram. There'll be a link up in the bio. Click that and you'll get a special early bird ticket rate. Recovering from a cyber attack costs a fortune, and for some businesses, it's game over. Prevention is faster, smarter, and a fraction of the cost. Nostra's Cloud Shield 365 is an all-in-one security solution that blocks attacks before they happen, with round-the-clock monitoring and Microsoft-grade protection. Don't wait until you're counting the cost of a breach. Visit nostra.ie, that's N-O-S-T-R-A.ie, and protect your business right now. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to share a game changer for your business, Azure Communications. When it comes to print and marketing solutions, these folks, led by CEO Jenny Johnston, are the real deal. Whether you need an eye-catching brochure, sleek business cards, or a full-blown digital campaign, Azure Communications has you covered. They're not just about high-quality prints or digital campaigns, they're also about delivering great results. And here's the best part. Just for listeners of the Entrepreneur Experiment, you can get 20% off your first order. Just give them a call or go online and use the code FOX20. With personalized service and fast turnaround times, Azure Communications will help you make the impact your business deserves. Trust me, when it comes to making your brand stand out, Azure Communications is the provider of choice. Check them out at azurecom.ie. Use code FOX20 and elevate your marketing game today. So, the retreat. I'm going to flip over my sand timer here so I can keep an eye on time. I use these, by the way. This is probably one of the best productivity hacks I have ever gotten. If you're listening on audio, I'm holding up a small little sand timer. It's a 30-minute sand timer. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see exactly what I'm talking about. It's a little sand timer with black sand in it. I got this in Zara Home in Spain. And it's just a great little visual reminder. So I've been trying to find loads of ways of just working smarter and getting into flow. If you're listening to the podcast for a long time, you'll know I'm big into like working smarter, not harder. You know, working really, really hard, but working in a very smart and efficient way, so then you have more time for your body and your brain and your family, most of all. So I use these little sand timers. I work generally in blocks of 30 or 60 minutes. So really pick one up. If you're struggling with focus or you're struggling to kind of keep track of your time, I use this then in conjunction with my Google Calendar, and everything goes into 30-minute blocks in my Google Calendar. Then I use this as my little visual cue. There you go. Little random tangent. On the retreat, we talked a lot about productivity and stuff like that, so it is kind of relevant. The retreat. Why did I do it? What did we learn? Will I do another one? So exactly a year ago, this is a great example as well of manifestation in action. A year ago, in September 24, I was in Marbella. And we've gone to Marbella a lot since the end of COVID. That's kind of become a little family tradition. We'd never been there before. We just picked it kind of at random and just really liked it. Just got a connection with it and really, really liked it. And I go there and I work there and we do a lot of visualization and planning for the year ahead. Generally, I'll do like a lot of year planning in Marbella. I think just having a different environment and being out of your day-to-day routine is incredibly important. I'm going to talk to you about that as well, about the retreat and why I did it there. And I was in Marbella, and a friend of mine, Jeff, was doing a fitness camp with his company, New Dimensions. And he said, look, come down, we'll train for the day, we'll have a bit of fun, I'll show you around. So I went down to this fitness camp just outside Marbella and run by these great Danish people, Lena and Frank, just great people, massive fans of Ireland. Frank claims to be Westlife's biggest fan and I wouldn't doubt it. So just really good people. I kind of vibed with them straight away. They have an incredible facility there. So everything is on site. And that's kind of sparked the reason why I did the retreat there. They have a full gym, outdoor gym, but it's covered, half it's covered, so you don't get the kind of crazy sun. Then they have a pool, a full-size Astro football pitch, a restaurant, cafe, paddle courts, everything, and accommodation, everything on site as well. So I got chatting to Frank, and I was like, oh, do you ever do any like business retreats here? I think it'd be perfect. And he's like, no, but we're looking to get into the Irish market. And the kind of conversation sparked from there. And it was one of those moments where I was like, you know what? Done is better than perfect. Just action it. Get it going. I just had a feeling that I wanted to do an event in Marbella. And I said, right, I'll just plan it. So I made a commitment with Frank and Lena and booked in for the following year. And kind of developed from there. I'd never run a retreat before. I'd done lots of events. We'd done a lot of these planning events. We did a lot of kind of like New Year events. I do a lot of kind of like 12-week cycle planning events. I work with some people one-to-one on their accountability. So I'd done a lot of this before, but never in such a condensed period and never in like somewhere abroad. Then I kind of started putting it together. What do I want to look like? Why do I want to do a retreat? And for me, a big reason for doing the retreat was putting all the lessons I've learned from, this will be episode 447. That's a lot. That's a lot of episodes. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of learnings. And knowledge without action is useless, really. You know, it's great to collect knowledge, but if you're not applying it and putting it into action or helping others put it into action, what are you doing? So I really wanted to start applying the lessons I've learned and helping others apply the lessons I've learned and we've all kind of learned together through the podcast. So I think I thought a retreat was like the perfect way to do it. So I got the retreat kind of planned out, mapped out. Then I put it out to you guys, the community, to see what the demand would be. And demand was really big. It surprised me in terms of like what a wide variety of people wanted to come. Because I did say it was going to be body, business, and brain, right? And that doesn't appeal to everybody. Some people feel quite nervous about, you know, working out if they haven't worked out in quite a while. But a lot of people just kind of got on board. I think if you're listening to this pod, you kind of share a certain mindset with other listeners. You know, you're kind of a proactive, active person. You kind of see the value in building your body, your business, and your brain. So how we set it up is that we're going to work out in the morning and then we're going to work together for like 2-3 hours, do like masterclass sessions, and then we're going to have some fun in the afternoon. So kind of working on the body, business, brain. The retreat had three different themes, right? I kind of wanted to work through these three themes. And it was reset number one. So kind of get people there and help them to reset, get into a different mindset, get into like a very clear mindset, because we're so busy that I wanted people just to come and unplug. And it's quite difficult to do that. So I had a very deliberate strategy of how I did this. So the reset was in the first 24 hours. I wanted people just to come and just completely reset their thinking, reset their nervous systems, just get relaxed into the environment they were in. And it's a fine line to walk because you're there to work, but you're also there to relax. So I'm trying to find that sweet spot between having people switched on and engaged what we're doing, but also allowing their nervous systems to come down and relax. So the first 24 hours are resetting. The next kind of 24 to 36 hours are all about identifying the one big problem. So my question to the group was, what one problem, if you solved, would take care of 90% of things in your business? So the example I gave was the podcast. For us, it's downloads. If we went from 2 million downloads to 20 million downloads, that's a totally different business. I have a totally different profile. I can charge different rates. Everything is downstream for me of podcast downloads and listeners. So for them then, it was trying to apply that to their business. What is the one thing? Because the one key thing I've seen from doing these sessions with people and especially teaching like entrepreneurship students, things like that, we all have stories we tell ourselves. We all have these kind of narratives we tell. Oh, I can't do that because of this. Or, oh, the business is like that because of this. We all have these kind of tapes that we play in our head. We just automatically hit play, and whether they're excuses or they're kind of blockers or they're mental blockages. So I wanted to clear away all of those and get people really zoned in on what is the one thing. Forget everything. Blue sky thinking, blank page, whatever you want to call it. What's the one thing that if you did, everything else would change? So we really focused on that for this kind of like day. So the arrival day was Wednesday. We got everybody together, had it all planned out exactly to the hour. Possibly too planned in terms of like it was very, I wanted it to be high value every single hour people were there. So people were collected by a driver at the airport. They were brought then straight to the camp. We had some time just to relax, get a tour, and then we went for dinner that night. So everything is on site. So there's a full restaurant on site and everything is freshly catered by private chefs. So it's all geared towards healthy, nutritious food. These chefs have been cooking for elite athletes for, I think, like over 10 years. So they know exactly what an athlete would need. And I believe that exactly works the same for business people. You got to think of these people as like business athletes. So first night then was just getting everyone together, getting everyone to be open and share and get comfortable with each other. Because the biggest learning really from putting on these sessions is that peer interaction is crucial. Like getting the peer group gel together quickly and getting them to be able to share quickly, and also suggest things to each other quickly. Because, you know, you're always a bit kind of edgy when you start these things. You're always a bit kind of like, everyone's nervous. Everyone's a little bit apprehensive. So breaking down those barriers real quick. I was very deliberate with the group I chose. And I know I disappointed a lot of people by not being able to come, but I was very deliberate. I'd had interactions or some sort of relationship with everyone who attended. They had either been active engagers with the podcast in terms of from a community point of view. They're people who we've like got to know each other over the last couple of years through the podcast or through business. So everyone I had a connection with previously. I felt that was very, very important, especially for the first retreat, because the group dynamic was everything to me at the start. I needed that group to be in a very, very good place straight away, because this is all about speed. It's about getting people to gel quickly. So we gelled people as fast as we could. Everything was laid out exactly to the minute. I didn't want people to think. There's a great word, or there's a great phrase in business. Don't make the customer think. I didn't want any of my founders coming to have to think about things. Where are we going now? How are we going to get there? What time is this? What time is that? So everything was laid out really clearly and everything was done for them so that they didn't have to think. That's why I chose this location, because everything was on site. There was no transfers. There was no having to go here, there and everywhere. We did go off site. I'll talk about that in a minute. But it was all about, you know, having a comfort level that people were there and they could just focus on what mattered. What mattered was for me, focusing on their brain, focusing on their body and focusing on their business. So getting them into this harmonious way of thinking between all three. So we did a masterclass session the very first morning. So I started strong. I came in hot with a big heavy hitter on the first morning. Barry Napier, who sold 51% of SoftBank sold 51% of his company to SoftBank, I should say, QB Telecom. He sold that to SoftBank last year for over $500 million. He came, generously gave up half a morning to sit down with the group. And that was key, because I wanted him to set the tone for the whole retreat. Barry is an incredible human and an incredible founder, and he's very direct. And I wanted him to be bad cop. I wanted him to come in and give them very direct feedback straight away and get the juices flowing. And also just kind of go, look, full cards on the table here. What are we doing? So worked incredibly. So Barry generously gave up his time. And Barry's big thing is a roadmap. Do you have a roadmap for your business? Do you know where you are going? No nonsense, no fluff. Very directly, do you know what the next 24 months looks like on your business? And Barry's roadmap is on his wall in the office. Everyone can see it. Everyone has committed to it and has full accountability. So a key theme of Barry's talk, I'll give you a little sneak peek. A key theme was having your roadmap on the wall and having everybody accountable to it. Different sections, everyone's accountable to it, but everyone's accountable to the same journey. So with our founders over the next 3 to 4 hours, we worked through that. We worked on identifying their 24-month roadmap. What does that look like? What has to happen? What do you need to get there? Who do you need to get there? And that really set the tone for the first day and accelerated the process. And that's why it was so important to get Barry in on the first day. It really accelerated the process of bonding the group together, because there's a little trick you do when you when you do these kind of group things is that you want an experience or something to bond the group really quickly. If people are passively taking in information, there's nothing really to bond them. You want them to bond over a shared experience. That's why, like, you know, team challenges and sporting events are so good. A shared experience will bond people really fast. So that was the one problem and the roadmap knocked out. And then the final 36 hours of the retreat were about the vision. So the second day, third day, all about the problem, identifying challenges, identifying what the solutions are, because I wanted people to come away from the retreat with action. I didn't want this to be a passive experience. I wanted this to be a very, very active experience, because we've all gone to conferences and you've enjoyed them and you've learned lots, in inverted commas, you've learned lots and you've heard some really interesting people, and it's been money well spent, but the action generally doesn't follow very quickly after. So you need to be very careful that, for me, I want this to be an action-based retreat, in both in terms of setting new habits for them, for their body, but also setting things in train so that when they went home on Sunday evening, that they knew going in Monday morning exactly what the plan was, that they had mapped out the next kind of 12 to 24 months. So that was huge in that everyone had to have a key takeaway. So I'll give you kind of a flow of how the days worked. So we'd start every day the same. Every day started with a workout. So that either started at 6:30 or 7. So we did kind of like hierarchy style workouts. And then we also did yoga and did some strength training as well. And all in teams. So we did teams of two, teams of four, and to kind of get people kind of like bonding together. So that would start every day the same. Then we'd go and have breakfast together as kind of like a team, and we'd all have breakfast together in the kind of like general dining area. And then I had an area reserved called the garden. And in the garden, we had a large table for 10 of us, and it had a large shade over it. So you're able to be outside in the fresh air and the beautiful Marbella sun, be sheltered. So we'd work there for the next like 4 hours until lunch. We do all our sessions outside. And the environment is so important. So I'm going to give you some like key takeaways for yourself that kind of make you feel like you were there a little bit. Environment is so important. So if you are going to do any sessions for yourself over the next couple of months, as we kind of approach year end, it's a great time to do it, is to set yourself in a different environment. Don't do this in your office. Don't do this where you normally work. Go and spend some time somewhere completely new. Hotel lobbies are a brilliant place to do it. Or even just go away and book into an Airbnb for 24 hours. And people often go, I don't have time. If you don't have 24 hours to map out the vision for the next 24 months of your company, that's a huge red flag. So think about that in terms of investing 24 hours for the next 24 months. So think about that as kind of like the key theme for your own mini retreat. If you want to do this, 24 hours for the next 24 months, what would that look like? Pick somewhere very nice, somewhere that stimulates you and somewhere that engages you. I would do it with a few other people if possible. I think a little going away on your own can be good if you're that kind of person. I enjoy going away on my own. I'm quite introverted and self-sufficient, so I enjoy going away on my own. But having like two or three other people there to bounce off and just throw ideas with can be really good. So consider maybe booking an Airbnb with two other, three other founders, and doing this kind of style of retreat. So reset, one problem, set the vision. So 24 months, 24 hours for 24 months. And the next thing that kind of cropped up a lot was accountability, being accountable and holding people accountable. So holding your team accountable, how do you do that in kind of like a progressive way and in a really like open and fair way? And then holding yourself accountable. There was a lot of group discussion around that in terms of like, you know, us being accountable to each other now. We've kind of committed to this journey and we're going to have a reconnection dinner on the first week in December as well. So this is not just like a one and done situation. This isn't like, oh, you go on a retreat, you have a bit of crack and you come home. It's not that at all. This is kind of like start of a journey for building a bigger community around the entrepreneur experiment. So we have a community, right? We have a community of listeners. Everyone that's listening is in the community, but it's also about building a powerful sub community of people who are super engaged. So if that is you, do come along to the Sugar Club on November 30th. Link in the bio and Instagram to get your early bird tickets. So the next thing that came up a lot was the power of sharing outside your industry. So I deliberately picked people from different industries. We had fashion. We had AI/tech. We had printing. We had digital marketing. We had video. We had recruitment. And each person that had like a rich and varied career already so far. So like the learnings from everybody was massive. So I do this little exercise called the hot seat. So I'll give you a little extra sneak peek. It's called the hot seat. And what it is that we share one problem. You openly share what it is. People can ask you questions. And then for the next 30 minutes, you sit there in the hot seat, but we're talking like you're not there. We as a group are solving the problem as if we were your management consultants. It's an incredibly powerful exercise. It sounds a bit simple and you're kind of listening there going, Gary, yeah, I don't really see the point. Why would you sit there and say nothing? Because going back to my earlier point about with all of these tapes that we play in our head of like, oh, that won't work because this, or, oh, no, I tried that and it didn't work because of that. Whereas when you're sitting there and you're just watching other people discuss your problems, it is like a cold bucket of water over your head because you're like, actually, when I hear someone else say it, it sounds pretty simple. Or just having a third perspective of just sitting back and watching other people outline your problems, it gives you a real fresh perspective. And more often than not, the people who are talking about your problems are able to tease them out in a better way, in a more nuanced way, and suggest problems, solutions you never thought of. So really, really important, the hot seat challenge. A big one that came up in terms of challenges for people is delegation, being able to delegate effectively. And one of the people on the pod is probably, or on the retreat, is one of the best delegators I've ever seen. The systems they have for delegation is absolutely phenomenal. So she was able to give us a little mini masterclass on delegation. So that's what I'm talking about peer learning, about having these people in your network who are just, everyone's a master at something. We all have superpowers. And everyone at that table in Marbella had a superpower. And by the end of the 4 or 5 days, they kind of share that superpower with everyone else. And then everyone else goes away so much more upskilled than when they arrived. The other big one was personal branding. This one stood out a lot. People are really, really keen to build personal brands. And I've talked about this a lot on the podcast. This is going to be I hate to use the word megatrend because it's kind of cringe, but this is going to be one of the most important things in business in the next 5 years. As AI tends to like produce more and more and more information, what's going to stand out? People. People's stories. That's why I'm so bullish on this podcast. People's stories, people's authenticity, and actual human beings. Like Tesla are building these humanoid robots. So possibly in the next 10 years, we're going to have humanoid robots just walking around our house doing all our chores for us. Incredible. And I'm really bullish on that. I think it's a great, great advancement. But what do we have then? We have humans. We have real, authentic human beings. You need to be the face of your business. I've never been more bullish on this. You need to be putting yourself front and center as the face of your business because that is what people are buying from. They're buying from real humans and you need to get better at telling your story. I've banged this drum for a long time and I'm going to bang it even louder in the next 6 months as I try to help people do this. Personal branding and having a strong personal brand is critical, right? Absolutely critical. So what else do? We looked at the importance then of being present. The 5 days together, everyone was super present. Everyone bought in. That was a big reason for choosing these people as well. I knew I had a good indication of their personalities. I knew they would buy in. I knew they would buy into the process. I knew they would buy into each other. And I knew they would buy into like having that shared experience. And that was really, really important. It really re-emphasized to me the importance of having the right people around you. Couldn't stress that enough because I was so concerned that I would pick the wrong people and that it would throw the whole thing out at whack because it can. I've done sessions before where you have people in the room who shouldn't be there and they really throw the whole thing out of whack. So this goes down to you then in your own business to have the right people there around you, not to have people you dread working with, not to be spending time with people who drain you. So are you a radiator or a drain? Which one of those people do you have in the room beside you? Do you have people that give you energy or do you have people that take your energy? So for a retreat, it was so, so important. And look, the retreat, I made it sound quite serious. It was a lot of crack. I deliberately made sure we had a lot of fun. So we had a paddle tournament. We went into Marbella. So part of the challenge then as we went through it was setting the vision. As we got to the last kind of 36 hours, I kind of ramped up the vision setting. We looked at the problems. We solved the problems as best we could, and then we moved on to the vision setting. Where are we going for the next 24 months? to set a vision, you have to be in the right headspace and the right environment. So I took them to this beautiful seaside cafe, restaurant, bar in Marbella called Cappuccino. If you're going to Marbella, go check it out. It's beautiful. It's about like maybe 5 minutes walk outside the town on the boardwalk. Incredible. You literally sit up on a raised terrace back from the beach. The boardwalk is in front of you and you just see the ocean in front of you. It's absolutely gorgeous. So we sat there for probably 2.5 hours, 3 hours, working on visualization challenges. So the big one I like to do is you're writing a letter to yourself in 12 months' time. So it was 2026. I got them to write down that it was September 2026. We were sitting in the same place and you had to write down everything that had happened over the last 12 months as if it had already happened. That is one of the single best exercises you can do as a founder or anyone really, because it gets your brain doesn't tell the difference, right? Your brain can't tell the difference between something that you're making up and something that's happened. Neuroscience has showed us that. So you're able to cheat and you're able to almost time travel with your brain and show yourself what's possible. So I got everybody to spend a good, we've probably spent, I think, 30 to 45 minutes on this in detail, writing down in exact detail everything that happened, how you felt about it, and what you're most excited about next. That exercise, done in the right environment, can unlock huge things. Like I had done that exercise 12 months before, and I'd written about putting on a retreat in Marbella. So there is an incredible power to the brain when you allow it to visualize and manifest things. So we did that, and then the final day, we went for a dinner in Marbella. We kind of wrapped up our final exercise early that day, and then we did a dinner in Puerto Banús. So Puerto Banús is just outside Marbella. It's an incredible place. It's wild. It literally is crazy. There's so much going on there. There's like supercars. There's just all sorts of madness goes on. It's a spectacle for the eyes. Like you just can sit there and people watch for 2-3 hours. There's huge mega yachts in the harbor. A lot of kind of like celebrities, footballers would hang out there. It's really just a cool place. It's mental, but cool. So I booked a table in a restaurant just overlooking the harbor. So we were kind of up on the first floor, sitting there, 8 of us together, just overlooking the harbor. And we just enjoyed our company. We just kind of, that was like the highlight, the culmination, the kind of wrap up of everything that we had kind of worked towards. Everyone kind of just shared like a couple of key things they'd learned and a couple of key things that were taken away. And that was it. We wrapped up the night. Some people went out a little bit longer, and then we all went our separate ways since Sunday morning back to Malaga Airport. Again, all the transfers were handled on our end. We wanted to make sure everything was kind of like top to tail handled. So that's the retreat. That's what we did. It went unbelievably well. A couple of hiccups, as you'd expect. It was our first time doing anything, but overall, I'm delighted. And it's something we'll definitely do again. I'd imagine we might even do two next year. We might do a spring and an autumn version next year. So if you are interested, make sure you're on the newsletter, because that's where I'll put everything out first. To join the newsletter, go to mrgaryfox.com, click subscribe. That'll get you on the newsletter. I send out the newsletter every week. And in the meantime, if you want to get involved in the community, I'm going to be doing some dinners over the next like 3 to 6 months in the Della Hunt on Camden Street. And then I'm also going to be doing the Sugar Club Live. So you can go right now to Instagram, grab a ticket for that. That's Sunday, November 30th, 6 to 9 p.m. That's going to be cool. I've got some surprises lined up. I've got like a twist on a format lined up. And do you know what? It's just going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. The world's a bit crazy right now. So it's more important now to spend time with the people who are actually doing things and who want the same things as you. So come along on November 30th. That's a wrap for today. Just a little kind of chatty episode just to fill you in on what you might have missed in Marbella. And I'll see you back here again in a couple of days.